Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Yeah, so this past weekend, I was down in Charleston for my friend's bachelor party weekend. And my girlfriend stayed here in Virginia Beach.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, yeah. you don't want to be the guy who brings his girlfriend down for bachelor party weekend.
Right. So, you know, here's the thing, though, right? My girlfriend and I live together. Been living together for about a year now. And to be honest, I kind of felt bad that I was leaving her alone all weekend. So I asked her, you know, I'm saying, hey, what are you going to do without me? She tells me she's inviting a bunch of her girlfriends over and that she's going to have a girls' weekend. So I was like, all right, cool.
So you were like, oh, okay, I'll stay at the house. Since there's 10 girls that are coming over, you decided to stay home.
Yeah, I wish. Anyways, I go to Charleston. I get back Sunday morning, okay? And I am exhausted. I immediately walk in the house. I go to the bedroom and I'm out. I crash, right? I don't even unpack.
Okay.
So I'm sleeping, and I notice a couple things while I'm in bed, right? First of all, there's strange hairs in the sheets. Yeah.
Okay.
Then I notice that the whole bed kind of smells different. So I'm sitting there like, this is weird.
What?
So I wake up a few hours later.
Hang on. I don't mean to interrupt. Were the hairs short hairs, or were they long hairs?
They were short and blonde, and I'm not blonde.
Oh. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so I say to my girlfriend, I say, hey, you've got a haircut on the side of the bed, right? She laughs. She, oh, I'm sorry, that was Julie's dog. She brought her dog over, and I wanted him to sleep with me. So I'm like, all right, did this dog wear cologne or something? She says, you know, she's like, no, I didn't want him stinking up the bed, so I sprayed it with something. So I'm like, all right. But then on Monday, I sent Julie a Facebook message, right, just as a joke. And I said, hey, thanks to your dog, my side of the bed has never smelled better. She writes back, dog? What dog? So I'm like, the dog you brought over? Then she messaged back and said, I don't have a dog, sweetie.
Oh, no. Busted. Okay, so, first of all, you're sure you sent the message to the right person?
I mean, yeah, she only has one friend named Julie.
Okay.
Maybe she said Julie, but she meant someone else. Like, maybe she said the wrong name.
Well, actually, you're the one we should be asking about this. I mean, you actually have three dogs at your house, if you count your husband, Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is the hair thing, like, the hair thing and then the spraying thing, does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense, although personally, I would have just washed the sheets for you instead of being all nasty about it, like covering the stink with spray.
Okay, but there's definitely a possibility she just said the wrong name then.
I mean, I guess so, but I kind of felt like she was making stuff up when she answered. You know, like you can kind of tell when the answer is a real answer or it's when someone, like, something someone just thought of.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, this sounded like one she just thought of.
Okay, so what do you think? Your girlfriend slept with some other dude while you were gone and all of her girlfriends were told don't say anything?
I mean, I don't even know if they stayed the whole weekend or even stayed the night.
Okay, so it's possible she met some dude with blonde hair who sheds easy and wears cheap cologne.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. Whatever she supposedly sprayed the bed with, it didn't smell like air freshener. It smelled like cheap cologne.
Okay, so let's call your girlfriend here and let's see if we can figure this out. What did you say her name was?
Her name is Hayden.
Okay, Hayden. And you want to know if it wasn't a dog in your bed, then who was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think it was a dog, but she just said the wrong name. She said Julie, but meant Jenny or something like that.
Yeah, but okay, but then why wouldn't Julie say, well, it wasn't my dog, it was Jenny's? Like, she straight up said, nope, no dog.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get Hayden's number. We'll call her and we'll find out the truth when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Hayden, please?
This is Hayden.
Well, good morning, Hayden. This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
Hi! I'm just fine this morning. How are you guys?
We are just fine, too. Thank you for asking.
Is this really Z104?
Yes, it really is. Have you been listening to us this morning so far?
No. I was at the gym, so I was listening to some music.
Well, I mean, we play music, you know. Anyways, all right, I'm just giving you a hard time. Listen, the reason we're calling is because we're doing a segment on who had the craziest 4th of July weekend. So guess who we get a call from? Somebody who stayed at your place and said, and I quote, "She has the softest bed I ever slept on." You want to guess who that was?
Well, that kind of depends on who's, if this is on the radio right now.
Well, we're just sort of recording right now.
Okay, well, then it's either Hannah or the weirdo Hannah brought back to my house.
Oh, okay. And now who is Hannah?
She's one of my best friends.
Okay. Now, how did she end up in your bed? Give us the story.
Okay, so we were drinking most of the day on Saturday, and then we all went out to this bar, and there was this band playing. And they were, like, kind of surfer-looking guys that played a lot of Sublime and stuff like that.
Okay.
So anyways, we end up staying there till close, and Hannah invites the singer back to my house with us. She ends up sleeping with him in my bed while we're all downstairs watching Netflix.
Oh. Okay. So you guys were downstairs, and she's upstairs in your bed getting a private performance from the lead singer.
Wait, is that who called you guys? Was it her?
Actually, funny story, it was actually your boyfriend, Mike, who kind of figured you were lying when you said that somebody brought a dog into the house.
Oh, snap! Oh, my God. Please don't tell him what happened. He would kill me if he found out.
Well, so bad news here. You sort of just told him yourself. He's actually listening right now.
So, you're renting out our bedroom now, huh?
Oh, snap! Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I told Hannah she couldn't bring him back with us, and then we were all supposed to watch movies, and then they just disappeared.
It's okay, I guess. I mean, he was the lead singer, right? I mean, not like she slept with the drummer.
No, actually, I think that was probably going on in your guest bedroom, I think.
No. Nobody else did anything with anybody. Just Hannah, because she gets super funny when she drinks, and I swear, I'm so sorry. I tried to stop it from happening. Yeah.
I hate to keep bringing this up, but why didn't you wash the damn sheets?
I mean, I was going to, but Mike came home and went straight upstairs and went to bed.
Oh, okay. So you were planning on having the sheets washed, but he got home earlier than you expected.
Plus, I had an entire house to clean up before he got home.
Okay. But you know it doesn't take long to do that. You rip them off, you throw them in the machine with the detergent, you hit wash. Like, that's easy.
Well, no. Listen, at least we know that there was a dude in your bed, Mike, well, but it wasn't with your girlfriend. Yeah. So
I swear to God, it was Hannah.
I believe you. You know, just save me the drama next time and tell me the truth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.